This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Over the last 2 weeks, the Small Business Administration has been limiting Paycheck Protection Program cash to business applications for firms with fewer than 20 employees. And the idea was to help smaller outfits apply before that program ends later this month. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
It's been a busy 2 weeks for Laurelyn Wilson. She runs an accounting firm in Portland, Oregon called Due North PDX that mostly works with self-employed people. Wilson says during the first round of PPP last year, many of her clients didn't even think they were eligible. So now they're applying for the first time.
You know, it's been having that conversation like, no, you can actually take advantage of this. Let's get you signed up for it.
The Small Business Administration recently tweaked the rules for self-employed applicants, making them eligible for bigger PPP loans. Wilson says one of her clients was in the process of applying when the rules changed.
And that changed his amount from $3,000 up to $15,000. So that's a pretty significant difference.
Some self-employed borrowers say that compared to the first time around, applying during this round of PPP has been smoother. Mauricio Richardson is a self-employed photographer in South Carolina. He applied for a second PPP loan about 3 weeks ago.
I want to say it was approved in about a week.
But now, his banker, Dominic Miarton of South Carolina's Optus Bank, says between the rule change and the number of new applicants,
we're actually slowing down our process, which is another problem that we're facing.
That problem being the program deadline.
My concern now is that we're going to run out of time and not be able to get to their application until after March 31st.
Miarton says Optus Bank has been holding on to applications from bigger companies and will submit them once the window for smaller firms ends. But new customers are still contacting the bank, asking if they can apply.
If we had more time, we could get to them. But the backlog is so huge that there's no way we can get through it in the next 2 weeks.
Miarton said last week the bank actually had to shut down its application portal. The SBA's 2-week application window for the smallest borrowers ends tonight. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.